This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Welcome to Go Love Yourself.
Everyone got to have their own style. So, you know, someone was like super like 90s, like Spice Girl theme, like another girl, Freddie. She was very much like power suits. You know, everyone had their own style. My style was plus size.
Hello to our lovely listeners. Me and Lauren have actually just been sat here for, like a good couple of minutes thinking that we don't have any life updates and life is very boring.
Yeah, it's just ticking along.
Yeah. I mean, that's good though, right? Actually, isn't it? I'm sure everyone will be happy for us.
This is it. Like, is that actually the dream, just sort of to be ticking along?
I think it probably is, mate. And it probably does actually only happen once about a year. So should we take it?
Yeah. Like, we're both mentally all right. Are we mentally... Well, hold on. Yeah. Let's do some check-ins.
Okay.
Are we mentally... How are we doing on the mentally scale
quite,
right now?
Quite one and well. 10? Haven't been recently. Much better now. Yourself?
Yes, I'm good. I'm very good. I am good. I'm tired, but good.
Okay.
I think that's, yeah.
Well, brilliant. Well, now we've established that we're both mentally well.
We're both mentally well physically. Are you cool beans?
Yeah, I'm all right. Apart from, you know, dodgy knee, bad back. Apart from that, I'm fine. Standard. No, I'm all good. I think, you know, now we've established that we're mentally and physically well. This is so boring, isn't it? Guys, I'm so sorry to you listening, honestly.
No, but it's nice. Like, guys, we've got, like, things are going on in life and, like, it's so, we can't talk about all the things all the time.
True,
but
true.
I think we're just, like, we're just cool beans.
Yeah, we're cool beans.
We're cool beans.
And we're sending love to you if you are not cool beans, if you're struggling at the moment. We are obviously always sending you love. We do have a fabulous episode for you today, so hopefully that makes up for the really shit intro.
Yeah, the episode's really good, guys. Don't worry about it.
We've got the fantastic Felicity Hayward, who is a plus-size model, podcaster and author. You might recognise her on Instagram. She does a wonderful series called Including the Curve, where she basically goes and looks up all of the different fashion weeks and spots all the plus size models. And she also used to be an ASOS insider back in the day. So obviously we're going to be chatting all about ASOS and how much they've gone downhill. And that is putting it really nicely, let me tell you, because I got a lot to say.
Literally, I think you're about to listen to three fat babes having some therapy, essentially, about fashion, which is the best.
Yeah, enjoy.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hi, everyone. Right, remember the fabulous Hannah from Rune on last week's episode? Well, because Rune is currently sponsoring this podcast, we just wanted to remind you that we still have a discount code available for her amazing collection.
In case you haven't listened to our episode yet, Rune is a premium plus size brand that's been designed for people who are a size 16 and above. We absolutely love chatting to Hannah. It felt like talking to an old school friend, didn't it? And I don't know about you, Lauren, but I really love learning all about the process of like making the clothes, how she's doing things differently to make sure that the pieces actually fit our bodies properly. And I'm genuinely really excited for her, and I really, really hope this does well.
Me too. Oh, she feels like a friend of Go Love Yourself. Do you know what I mean? I really loved her work ethic and her passion and her motto behind it, her why of why she's doing it. And that's why, guys, we wanted her to sponsor the podcast. And a reminder, okay, so you can get an exclusive 20% discount on her first collection, and you can use the code GLY20. That's GLY20 when you visit www.rune-studio.co.uk.
We're going to be catching up with Hannah really soon to find out how the launch has gone. But in the meantime, let's get shopping and support her, because she's doing amazing things for the plus size community. This is a paid ad for BetterHelp.
Laura, how is your social battery at the minute?
Funny you should ask, because I have had a really wonderful month of having visitors over and nearly a week of having people over to stay, which is something we could never do in the old house. So I feel really lucky and I genuinely have loved it. But now they've gone, it's a bit like, you know, when you look after someone else's kids and you love it and then you're like, can't wait to be able to say goodbye. So now what I want to do is I want to sit in a dark room by myself for 3 days and not talk to a single human.
As much as I love socializing, even I need some alone time, do you know what I mean? And I think sometimes getting that when we're stretching ourselves so thin feels like it becomes impossible, but we need it to recharge.
Massively. Like, I am definitely someone who really values and needs alone time. And, you know, I've spoken about before, like, I think being a people pleaser and always wanting to say yes to things, I have found that really hard. But now, like, I've learned to prioritize that. I know that I need it. And I'm a better friend for it as well. I'm a better, you know, daughter, wife, because of that. I think I've learned just how important that is for me and my relationships.
Interestingly, this is also something I learned in therapy as well, is the importance of having that alone time just to recharge. And so therapy genuinely is something that can help you build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. And our sponsor BetterHelp is a great option if you are starting to look at therapy.
Yeah, all you need to do is complete a quick questionnaire online and then you're matched with a registered therapist. And this is the great thing about BetterHelp, is that you can switch therapists at any time if you need to.
And of course, we have a treat for our listeners. You can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/golove. That is BETTERHELP.com/golove.
So this week on the podcast, we are joined by the one, the only, it's Felicity Hayward, everybody. Felicity, I was going to ask you how you are, but I'm just going to get straight into it. What the fuck is going on with plus size fashion?
Oh my God. Do you know what? I often don't try and pick every battle, because if we would, we would just be exhausted. But I think there's some weird shift going on at the moment, and I just feel so disheartened of everything that is going on in the plus size industry at the moment. That feels like an absolute kick in the teeth, and we are going not slowly backwards, like we are speeding backwards to how it used to be. And I never, ever thought we would get to that place. And I don't know if it is me just being naive that in 2016, 2017. So, you know, I always say the golden era of body positivity and inclusion was from 2017 to 2019, I believe, was like the real, like, you know, activism, the real, like, core values of everyone using us. And then in 2020, everyone started to talk about inclusion again. But it's just been fizzling out for the last 2 years. And I can't help but think, oh my God, there's too many things I can think of.
What do you think it is? Because I've got a couple of theories.
I do think that it is definitely, there is a rise in skinniness and the body trends going backwards. Now, it's very easy for us to just say these things and just assume that because maybe a couple of people, certain families, I hate the Kardashians.
Oh, same, babe, same.
I remember us talking about it last time and we just all just, yeah. Again, and now I hate them more. I think I was like maybe on the fence and now I'm like, I fucking hate them. Stop it.
I just don't want to give them airtime. It's boring. Yeah, they're boring. Like, I don't know, at Fashion Week, like someone I just saw today, like, oh, Kim Kardashian, new trend. She's worn a Balenciaga tag and she's left a tag on her dress. Ball off, honestly.
I saw that. It's so awful.
Honestly,
someone said to me the other day, they were like, don't you just feel sorry for them? Because I think that, you know, they've
in what way?
No, they said because, you know, they've faced so much pressure and hate and they've you know, had to change their appearance too. And I was like, no. Like,
okay,
they have set the standard, like they set this impossible standard. And I'm sorry, but they have blood on their hands. Like, I think they're appalling.
I also, they don't have to be involved. Like, Rob isn't involved, their brother. Like, he stays out the limelight, right?
About him, yeah.
I think he had his moment, I think, with Blac Chyna, but I think he's out of the limelight. And I don't know if maybe because he doesn't fit into the mold of like their campaigns that they put out, but like, oh God.
That's one reason why. Yeah.
In the bin.
We do look at these things and we think maybe it's that, but I will put it back to the report that I do for Fashion Month. And so I do a report called Including the Curve, which I've been doing for the last few years now, which essentially is I look at every single model that goes down the runway at New York, London, Milan and Paris, and I write down the data of everyone that is plus. And I think it's such important work because we can see one show and assume that that city is inclusive, and actually it's not. And that has been proven by Milan this season. Milan last season came third place. They always come last. And the only reason that they came third place was Caroline Vito was doing a show for Dolce & Gabbana. Every season, Dolce, they sponsor like an up-and-coming designer. And she had 30 out of the 45 models at Milan Fashion Week. Without her this season, they had 12. And they're going to be last. Paris isn't finished yet, but they're going to be last. And the reason you need these facts to see what is going on. And when Ozempic came into fashion, last January, that's when New York Fashion Week, who are always the leaders in size inclusivity, had a huge, huge dip. I think they came third. Like, they have never been that low in numbers. And that's the rise of Ozempic. So I do think it is to do with these fad trends that people are having in this industry that is capitalized and pushed by families like that one.
Yeah. Also, the resurgence of the 90s fashion stuff, I think, has also helped, because immediately when you think 90s fashion, you can't help but think heroin chic.
Yeah. I mean, I know all of us in this industry have spoken about body trends to high out, like heroin chic.
Yeah. Think about it, guys. Think about it.
Like, literally, like, I wrote about this in my book, and I said about the term heroin chic. I was like, there's no, imagine if we turn around and said, oh, there was another term for models that were overweight, and they were called diabetes chic.
Yeah.
Diabetic chic, diabetes chic. It wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
It wouldn't happen. It's just because the smaller frame was deemed as desirable. And you're right, because we are having that resurgence, and we've had it for the last few years. Oh, it's just, I just thought we might have got to a place where we can literally just enjoy ourselves as we are, because life is really too short. The fact that we have to keep consistently talking about this is boring.
Yeah, it is. You're right. It's so boring, because I really felt like we were making strides, we were making progress, like brands were listening, becoming more inclusive. And in the last 6 months, I have seen so many brands do a U-turn. And instead of going up to like a size 28, for example, nobody shard, I'm looking directly at you. They're now pretty much just going up to an 18, sometimes just a 16 on their website. So many brands are using, I fucking hate the term mid-size, but using mid-size or just standard size models. Where's the representation? Like, this is not just superficial as well as, like, you know, when you talk about it like buying clothes or whatever, it's not superficial stuff, because we know how important representation is, and we know the impact it has on people's mental health. When you don't see yourself represented, it makes you feel like shit about yourself. And when you can't buy clothes and you don't have access to clothes, it makes you feel like dehumanized. And I don't understand, like, we are not a trend, like, and we're not going anywhere. Like, the average size in the UK is now an 18. Like, wake the fuck up, brands. Like, it's not good enough.
I sit here and I really just, like, take away all the drama, yeah? Take away all of the egos, all of the rich white men who own all these companies. Take it down to the fact that literally the plus size industry is worth billions of pounds. I just don't know anyone that sets up a company, you know, even charities that are doing good causes. The whole base of pretty much every business is money, is to be successful, is to make money. Why are you not doing bigger sizes? Like, you will make so much money. Like, the bottom line of everything, and you still choose not to, and you still have to have us tirelessly again and again and again fighting and speaking. I'm tired. I'm bored. Like, This is 2024, and we're having to have these conversations, like, and going backwards.
It's baffling. Like, literally, Felicity, this is the thing that, like you said, take everything else away. It's the thing that fucks me off the most, is like, are you, the people in the rooms where it matters and where it happens, they're not thinking about, like, the plus size pound that, you know, Stephanie Yeboah calls it, and having their brand only worn by slimmer people and projecting this kind of this look, this aesthetic is more important than money to them, and money is the bottom line to them. Like I cannot fathom these conversations. Like you said, like what business is starting something up and it's going to cut off half of the population? Like if you were catering for 16 below, you're only catering, your customer base could be doubled because that's the average. And it just is so infuriating. But what it says to me, what it screams to me, is that their aesthetic, Zara, looking at you, of only catering for slimmer people is so much more important to them than even money. And it just infuriates me.
Do you think the people that are in the positions of power in these companies, do you think that they are going to be gone soon?
No.
Literally because of their age. But the thing I also thought as well, like, you know, I always come back to like my little sister. So my little sister who's 21, like she grew up in an age of social media, and she grew up in a time where actually she was able to see stretch marks and bigger bodies and cellulite and all the differences that make us beautiful as humans. And I was like, when we had the rise in the golden time of body positivity, I thought, you know what? It's fine. Gen Z got us. Mm. Gen Z will have our back, and they will be the people that push for the future. And I think they will. But I think we're still in this like weird scenario where these older people are still in charge.
Yeah, that's what you mean.
Gen Zs can't be doing that. And I will say that at Fashion Month, with including the curve, every single designer, Sinead O'Dwyer, Carolina Vito, like all of these designers, Di Pezza, all these people that are using visually plus size, but also like every type of inclusion, are the young designers. Mm. The older designers, like Balenciaga, the Pradas, the Guccis, they may put one size 12, 14, potentially a bigger one in there.
But blow me down.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, wow,
yeah.
Inclusive. but it is the younger designers that are doing it. So are we in a sort of this weird limbo where us millennials are struggling to keep fighting for this? Mm. Our older generation are still sticking to their, you know, backwards values, and Gen Z haven't got the power yet to make those changes.
I think you make a really good point. I think also there is this kind of idea, and listen, I don't know whether this is true or not, the ins and outs, but I have spoken to a few people in retail, and they were saying that the belief is that at the top level, what they're basically saying is that bigger sizes mean more fabric, so more money. And there's also this belief of, well, plus sizes don't sell. But then the counter argument to that is, well, how did you promote it? Like, did you promote it? Did you use plus size influencers? Did you do a marketing campaign? How long did you stock them for? Like, how was the quality control? Like, did you just scale up from a size 8, which is what most people do? So I just don't think that's happening either. But interestingly, I bumped into the CEO of Yours Clothing. I would just happened to pop into the Bluewater store. Me and my friend Lottie were filming for the Same Dress Different Body series that we do. And the shop assistant came over to me and she went, oh, you're never going to believe it. The CEO's only here today because we're launching Evans in store. And listen, I don't want to throw personal shade to this guy. I'm sure he's a really lovely guy. But he was an older white guy and he had no fucking clue, because he was trying to say to me, look at this. You'd find this in Zara. And I'm going to him, no, mate, you wouldn't. You absolutely wouldn't. It's frumpy as fuck. Like, I'm not dissing Yours. I think half the stuff is fantastic. But like, he clearly had no clue. And he was even saying to me, oh, why don't we work with you? I said, because you only work on an affiliate basis and you don't pay people. Like, you don't pay influencers. You don't value people. I'm not going to work for you for free, basically. And he was just trying to fly all of this fashionable stuff. And I was like, no, mate, no. So I don't really want to throw shade at them, because they are one of the few people doing really well and actually really inclusive bigger sizes. But if they're one of the few people, you know, that are inclusive and they've kind of got this archaic view of what fat women want, then God help the rest of them. Do you know what I mean?
There was one point that you just said about brands not thinking that the plus sizes sell.
Yeah.
And do you know what? We know where this podcast is going, and I'm just going to go straight for it. But when I worked at ASOS, obviously there's been some discussions this week about stuff, and I actually spoke to one of my old bosses. She used to work at ASOS and she set up the first ASOS Insiders, and she put a TikTok out recently saying that when I worked at ASOS. So I was the first ASOS insider, I believe, in 2013 to 2014. So over 10 years ago. When I promoted the product, the sales for plus size went up 370%.
Crikey.
Wow.
We have the stats. We have the stats.
That's amazing.
So at that time, you know, I've been a model since 2011. So obviously ASOS Curve was up and coming and we had the models at the HQ. ASOS starts from a size 18 and the models that we're using, because I knew them personally, because we were all on the same roster, were size 14 to 16. So when ASOS Curve first started, they weren't even using fully plus models because the industry just, when I say wasn't used to it, I hate saying that, but they were using models underneath. So I was that campaign of like, hello, I work here, I'm here every day. Like, can you at least put me, you know, on the on e-com? And I was like, you know, we take the product, and ASOS Insider, obviously, there was 9 of us at the beginning and everyone got to have their own style. So, you know, someone was like super like 90s, like Spice Girl theme, like another girl, Freddie, she was very much like power suits. Isabella was like very minimal and Scandi. You know, everyone had their own style. My style was plus size.
Everything, yeah. But just plus size.
Everything. But you know what? At that time, no, I loved that job. I love that job. And the hill that I will die on, ASOS invented influencers in the UK. I wholeheartedly believe that.
Oh, okay.
Because when I started, there was models and there were bloggers.
Yeah.
Bloggers that used to have actual written blogs. Yeah. Mm. At that time with Instagram, you couldn't have, stories didn't exist. You couldn't do any track links. It was literally an image platform where you would have to write product codes in the caption.
I remember.
Yeah. There was, the term influencer didn't exist. They didn't exist. And by them bringing out the ASOS insiders, or we were actually called the ASOS stylists, it was a groundbreaking thing in the UK because some brands had like these like personal shoppers. No one had, and they were like in store.
Mm.
So like Topshop, you could go and meet a personal stylist, or like in Selfridges, personal stylist, but none of them had plus size. So ASOS were the people that actually were like, here's an online family of people that will help you.
And from a consumer point of view as well, ASOS literally changed my life. And I know that sounds really dramatic, but they did. Before that, I was shopping in supermarkets, Dorothy Perkins, if I could just about get into a 22 in Dorothy Perkins, there was nowhere to shop. Along came ASOS and oh my God, it turned my whole world upside down. For the first time in my life, I could actually buy trendy, fashionable clothes in my size that fit me. And I didn't have to buy things just because they fit. They were actually, you know, for me, and I could express myself. And it really was a game changer for me. I think that's why it hurts so much that we've seen such a 180. So if you haven't seen on Instagram or online, so ASOS has just recently announced their new insiders. There's actually 36 now, isn't that right? There's no one that we can see with a visible disability, and there's nobody that we can see above a size 20. Like, what? Make that make sense. It's 2024.
Like I said earlier, like there are brands and situations now in our industry that are just like, oh God, again, oh, again, someone's like changed this. But like, I think the ASOS thing, when I saw it online, it was actually Chelsea from We Are We Wear that tagged me in the post. And she said, oh, bring back ASOS Felicity, blah, 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 blah. And I looked at it and I went, and it's just a standard thing. And I think it's because I do the Including the Curve report, where I have to look through like 3,000 models per fashion month. I just sort of scanned it and I was like, there's no one plus here. Let me look again. Mm. I searched all of the socials and I was like, no, don't do this. It really upset me.
Yeah, I bet.
not just because of the reasons of the obvious reasons that it's not inclusive, because like I worked so hard with that company. Mm. I remember I fought so hard to get Adidas up to a size 20. Yeah, this is what I'm saying to you. Adidas on ASOS used to only go up to a size 16, and that was normal. I had to fight, get meetings in, so them to increase their size up to a 20, and that was seen as groundbreaking back then, which is now saying it out loud, I'd be like, what? You know? Mm. And again, that's like what you're saying about like other brands of just like trying to fit yourself into a size just because. But it just felt, I just didn't understand. I just didn't understand how in 2024 you think that that's acceptable. And obviously I went online and I said something, and I didn't want to say it. I don't believe in cancel culture. I don't believe in that, but I do believe in education and accountability. And I think that's why I went online and said, you know, what are you doing? I can't see anyone. Please prove us wrong. Mm. Please prove us wrong. And I posted that video, and it obviously went viral because everyone can relate to not feeling included in some way, shape or form. And this is no shade to anyone who is an insider. Like,
absolutely not.
It's not at all. And I think it's great that they're relaunching it, but I just don't understand why it has been relaunched 10 years and also gone backwards 10 steps. Yeah.
But what was brilliant, and I will say this, like, other than the fact that you called it out, and I want to talk about that a little bit more, is if you look at the comments under that post, and also a similar post from Boohoo recently where they claimed to do denim for everybody, and it was women between 5'5" and 5'8", between a size 8 and a 12, everybody, right? The majority of the comments are actually calling them out. So it's... I can only hope that brands see this and realise that them trying to adhere to these trends isn't going to work in 2024, because although these trends exist, your customers aren't going to buy into it, and your customers now are going to call you out, because unlike 10 years ago, I think Instagram's now got to a place where we can comment and we can call stuff out. And that's a really good thing about social media. And that's what people are doing.
Yeah, true.
That Boohoo post are hundreds of comments being like, what the actual, like this is laughable. And ASOS, again, no shade to the insiders at all, but again, laughable what you've done there. And people are calling it out. So I can only hope, I think it's going to take a while, but maybe brands will see, well, hold on a minute. Us just trying to do skinny shit for the Kardashians isn't going to work, because our customers are louder now. And they feel like they can step up, because we know now how important representation is. And we saw these brands in June 2020 saying that they're listening and learning and trying to learn about diversity and all of this. And now they're backtracking so very quickly. And it's embarrassing. So I can only hope that has a positive impact at some point soon.
The thing is, when ASOS did speak to me, and if you haven't seen my video, it's well worth a look. It's got all of the points that they say about it. But they did say to me that, you know, the 36 people that they have and that they launched as creators, as insiders, it's open. So that apparently is not the final 36. And I don't know if that was, all I'm going to say is, I'm not sure if that was just to cover themselves or if that was the truth. We won't know, you know, and all I can say is that it's positive change for them to either reopen it or still be open, you know? I can't say anything on that.
Something that I did find interesting was that they said that they're not actually, like, they're not influencers or content creators. They're actually people that work for ASOS. Is that right?
Yeah, so they said to me that the 36 people, they all work in-house.
Right.
So they all work at the HQ. And X amount of people applied. These are the amount of people that got through. And actually, only one person who was visually plus applied. Now, to me, that also is not an excuse.
Yeah,
I said to them, I have a lingerie line with Playful Promises. I had 5 collections. We do 75 sizes as a small independent lingerie line brand from Brixton. And when I go to cast my models, sometimes we only have budget for 4 models. One of them is including myself. And within those 4 models, I need to make sure that I represent age. I represent size, ability, gender, skin tone, like everything. And also each person has to have big boobs, little boobs. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we need to have as much as we can. And if I can cast the models in 4 people, you need to do better. And also as well, it also says something for the industry. And everyone has been saying, like, well, are there no plus size people that work at ASOS?
I was just going to say that. It smacks of them not having fat perspective, like so many other brands. And therefore, you know, sometimes you don't see outside of, you know, what do I want as a size 10, 12 person? You're not maybe thinking about, you know, like the plus size pound or people that are bigger or people that are shorter or got big boobs. And it just smacks of that we're not getting these people in the buying teams, in the merchandising teams, in all areas of the businesses.
But also as well, like, you know, someone commented on a thread of mine and was just like, you know, maybe not everyone wants the attention and not everyone wants to do this. And I'm like, of course, I'm not expecting everyone just because they're plus size to sign up to the ASOS Insiders. But it does sort of say something about the industry and about like the Curve collection, or if people just don't think that they feel inspired or included to even sign up because of the way that the plus size industry is at the moment. You know, I understood it when I was one because I was the one repping for everyone. I didn't get to have a style. I just did it for everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Obviously, I have my own style and I incorporated it into it, but it's just like, yeah, they, you know, we had a discussion that they messaged me on the night of the post and they called me the next day and I had a few hours to sort of process it. And they have asked me to go into HQ, which is pending at the moment.
I'm coming with you, babes. I'm there.
To speak to ASOS Curve themselves to see what's going on. And I think that is a really important meeting to have. And I think actually as well, as much as, like I said to them, I was actually very grateful that they took the call from me as well. A lot of brands ignore us. Mm-hmm. I think just personally, because maybe I had worked for the company, that they were like, she won't stop.
But I think also it was testament to how you did it as well. Like you said, look, I say this with love. I've loved you so much. You were the pioneers in plus size fashion 10 years ago. Like, please, like, what is this? Like, you know, make it make sense. Like, I want you to do better. And it's out of love rather than, like you said, the cancel culture. So I do think you went about it in a really good way. I am really pleased that they responded. I just don't really understand it as well. I mean, I don't know if you've got more kind of facts and figures than I will have, but wasn't ASOS Curve one of their most like financially successful divisions as well? And
absolutely.
And they're now in turmoil, aren't they? Like, it's quite clear looking at their kind of their books that they're not doing very well. So, you know, it doesn't take a fucking scientist to work out that maybe bring back one of your most, you know, successful divisions if you're not doing so great and will actually support you.
But I will say that this is a really important subject to be having and stuff. And I think also ASOS had their big yearly like trend meeting, and this was brought up in the trend meeting. So I have people that work at ASOS that were like, by the way, the insiders and the size inclusivity did get pulled up in the meeting.
Okay, so that's good.
That's good. It's good that these conversations are having the impact that hopefully they need to do. And obviously, I'm hoping that by the time this comes out in a couple of months down the line after this is live, that, you know, this conversation will hopefully not be needed. Or there will have been change, and maybe we'll have an update for you guys. And this is the thing, is what we say, there's lots of brands that do it wrong. And I think because there is so much love for ASOS and so much love for what they have done for us, and they have been the ones that wear, as a plus size woman, when you're like, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to wear as a bridesmaid. I don't know what I'm going to wear as a wedding guest. I don't know what to wear on a holiday, a bikini. Like, they had it all under one roof and you could get it delivered the next day. It was the best place to shop as a plus size woman. And that is not where it is now. And I think I'm hoping that the change is going to be made.
Yeah, me too.
I do too. And I hope it's not surface level, because I can't think of the example, but I know that another brand maybe a couple of years ago was called out for similar stuff and brought in a plus size influencer, and I don't think paid him for the day. And it was all just like, they did a reel of him coming in and all of this, and then nothing really changed. That's what I don't want to see happen. And I just say that working, you know, I just feel like sometimes behind the scenes, I don't want it to be surface level. I don't want it just to be ticking a box.
Like a tick box.
And
yeah,
I say that now because I do feel that brands are ticking a box, or they've ticked that box and now they don't need to tick that box anymore. But do you know, that's why I'm saying that. But I really hope that's not the case. I genuinely hope that's not the case. And like, Felicity, I love that you called it out. And I think, and I know you both know this, and I say this to both of you, like the impact and the power that you both had with followings of your size is huge, because it's you being able to call these brands out, your followers are seeing that and being like, oh, good. Like, you know, not everyone can do something, and you two can, and you two have. And that was what was like so powerful about, you know, last week at the time of recording this, that you both did what you did, calling out these brands. Like, just so much time for it.
And it's not even just about like, oh, I wish I had that job. Like, I could honestly, I couldn't give a fuck. What all I want is for their clothes to be good again. Yeah. And for, it's not about like, and I'm sure you'll say the same, Lissy, like, I don't care that I'm not an insider. I don't care if I never work again. Like, I just want it to be better for everybody. And I genuinely mean that. And I want to see representation, like you just said, and not tokenism. And that's what we want, and that's what we're calling out for. So I really hope ASOS listen, Felicity. I can't thank you enough for like all you do. As Lauren said, like
genuine,
it, all your stuff with including the curve and this with ASOS. Keep us posted, won't you? But thank you so much for like flying the flag for all of us. And yeah, hopefully we get a good outcome.
Well, do you know what was quite nice about this? And like, thank you for being so kind there. But like, it felt like for once the community came back together.
Yeah,
like,
it did.
And I think it's so strange because also at the same time, like, we all know that Instagram, the algorithm doesn't always push all of our favorite people. We don't always see stuff unless we're directly in touch with somebody. And it just felt like actually we felt like a really big confidence club.
Yeah,
I don't know
big
what
voice,
we were.
I feel like we were having we had a voice at that point and people were listening and actually going, yeah, fair enough, rather than like, you're just promoting obesity or whatever, you know?
Yeah, it's about fighting for us to have clothes that are the same as everyone else. Like, it may not seem like a big deal to some people, but it is to others. It does affect so many other areas of our lives. Like you said, like mental health, yeah, like emotional well-being, and all this stuff. Like, there was one comment that came on there, was just like, oh, but what about sustainability and what about this? I said, honey, this is a whole nother conversation. Listen, when you... I don't even like to use the term straight size,
no,
but when did you as a, I hate it. When you as a mid-size, straight size, when you as a smaller person than me with influence, start calling out those brands that are sustainable, that don't do our sizes. We need your help. I can't do this. I'm trying to help out a certain scenario. I can't do it all. None of us can. But if you want to call me out for not being sustainable, why are you using your voice for us so that we can buy from these brands that are sustainable in our size? I was just like, not today, pal. Yeah.
That is such an excellent point, because that is definitely a, like a really important thing. And it's like, you know, also just one battle at a time, please.
Thank you.
I think it's also important, like, and you kind of just touched on it there as well, about being an ally. So, you know, a lot of the time, understandably, we kind of think, well, I can shop there, so I'm all right. And there's a few brands now that I'm like kind of on the cusp of, you know, I can fit into, like Monsoon, for example. Like, they only go up to a 24, but I can get into most of their stuff. But it isn't good enough. And I think we also need to kind of call for extended sizing, because so many people are outsized. I get so many messages from people saying, I'm a size 28. There's literally two places I can shop because I'm just an article. And I think it's really important. It's not just about smaller people being allies. It's about other plus size people as well saying,
agreed,
this is not good enough.
But at the same time as well, when we, for example, I'm going to say Never Fully Dressed. I remember helping Never Fully Dressed promote their plus size range when it came out in 2020, right? Mm. And they just extended it. And correct me if I'm wrong, I think they went up to a 22. They were from like an 18 to a 22 or a 24. And some people were like, oh, this isn't good enough. This isn't good enough. And I was like, I agree with you, but let's support this brand that are making that extension.
Yeah.
And now look at
28.
It. They got up to 28, some pieces in a 30. Yeah. And I know you worked with them recently.
I love them.
And I'm like,
one of my favorite brands.
Adore them. And like, that's the thing is, like, you have to sometimes with these brands, I we shouldn't have to prove ourselves. Totally agree, like, totally hate to say that, but sometimes when brands do extend their sizes, we do need to support them.
Completely agreed.
Because there are people that are a size from 18 to 24 that are still not catered for. Those people go in, shop, sell it out and go, we need more. And they're like, oh, actually, this did really well. Let's extend further. Because not everyone is going to do what we want, unfortunately. Mm. Not everyone is going to go up to a size, you know, 30 plus.
Yeah.
So sometimes we do need to support the brands that are doing a little
bit.
That's
a good point.
So then they can do more.
That's a good point.
There was quite a backlash, wasn't there, when New Look last year, they extended all of their like standard ranges up to a 22. Obviously not everything online, in store, but online. There was quite a backlash to that because naturally you want to go like, why stop there? But it's such a good point of like, why stop there? Please do more. But also that's really good because those people are going to be catered for. Now go and sell that shit out, as you said.
I think with New Look, I think it was because at the same time they got rid of all of their Inspire, which was their plus size range, in store. So it was almost like we give you one hand, take the other.
Yeah, fair.
But I totally agree with you. We should have kind of supported that. But also what made me really cross with that campaign is that they also used the... you know, we're for everybody.
Oh yeah, no, I forgot about that. And yeah, so take everything back.
Sorry, babes.
No, but genuine, I forgot about it. But the everybody, yeah. Fuck off.
It was a bit problematic, that one. But I do get do make a very good point in that. Yes, we absolutely should be supporting those people that are trying. And but what I just don't like is when they say we're trying and they've been trying for 6 years and nothing changes. But
this,
like,
what
never
I'm saying,
fully dressed.
Yeah.
Perfect example. Went up to 22, amazing. Now up to 28. Brilliant, or 30 in some cases. So you're right, I think we should support them. And also, yeah, put our money where our mouth is, like, actually buy the stuff.
This has been a bit of therapy. I feel like we all needed to say some shit today. And we've said
so
some
angry.
Shit.
Great. Yeah.
I feel like we were like panicking in each other's DMs, not even panicking, but just like, oh, can I see you? Can I talk to you? What's going on?
What can we do? I think you just feel a bit hopeless, but yeah, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, the work that you're doing and the work that we're doing will make a difference. So here's hoping. But yeah, thank you so much. You're an absolute legend and we love you.
Mm-hmm. I love you too. And I love everything you both do as well. So I just think, yeah, keep uplifting. Hopefully that just keep supporting each other and sharing everything that we all do. If Instagram doesn't hide every fucking thing, power to us. And hopefully we get some good results, that the industry isn't going completely backwards. And otherwise we're coming in full force.
Literally, don't think that I won't organise a bloody coup at ASOS or a riot. We're walking down Oxford Street in our pants or something and we're being like, just stop it.
Yeah.
Felicity, where can everybody find you online?
Felicity Hayward. I have to say Hayward, not Hayward. On everything, innit? Instagram, TikToky. Oh God!
All of it.
My managers are making me do the YouTubes as well.
The YouTubes too. How very 2014! Oh. I love it.
We'll see if that happens.
Go and follow Felicity everywhere because she's absolutely fucking awesome, and including the curve is groundbreaking. I love it. Like, mate, I don't think brilliant.
I think that's about
it. Just think,
sums up.
That's it, isn't it? One, let's just all give Felicity a round of applause forever, mm-hmm. because like, she's such a big deal. I don't think maybe all of us appreciate kind of like the work she did
back in
10,
the day
11
yeah,
years
you're,
ago
you're so right with that.
Having not been bigger at the time, I always hear from like you and other creators and other people who were bigger at the time about ASOS Curve being a game changer, and Felicity's a big reason why that was. And then all the other influencers that we know about, you know, who got onto ASOS Curve, and she made that a thing. So that's like, that's incredible. She helped make that like a real thing. And that's incredible. And her including the Curve series genuinely is incredible. I just love her. I think she's awesome.
Yeah, she's cool as well, isn't she? Like, what must it be like to be cool, Lauren? Like, have you got any idea? Because I haven't.
I haven't. I'm like, mate, my peak of the weekend was I went to like 15 charity shops in a day. I bought fuck all.
That is quite cool.
That is very cool. I had the best time of my life. But yeah, she's just very, very cool. And I, again, love the fact that she called this stuff out. And same with you as well. Calling these brands out is on this weird line of it being a little bit tricky because you work with these brands. But the right thing to do is call it out, and you both did.
Yeah.
And I love you both for that very much.
Yeah, but also you're doing your bit as well. Like, I think you kind of...
I can fly the little flag too.
No, but I also have to say to you, like, you're flying the flag as well. Like, you've got this amazing, like, you know, engaged community. Like, what you're doing is really important too.
Oh, thanks, babes. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so huge thank you to Felicity, and a huge thank you to you guys for listening, as always. Over on our subscriber episode, we're actually going to be talking about this in more depth and answering a listener dilemma. You can listen to that and all of our extra episodes of Go Love Yourself for £1 a week on Patreon or Apple Podcasts. And you can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And as always, you can follow us on Instagram. We are at Go Love Yourself Pod. Or you can join our fabulous community Facebook group called Go Love Yourself Community, which has over 5,500 members. How good is that?
Amazing.
This is awesome. Thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll see you next week. Bye!
Crowd Network. A place where you belong.
Hello, I'm La La La, let me explain. And this is It's Not You, It's Them, but it might be you. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.